Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Busy times around here, Joe.
No question about it. We had a crazy day yesterday, too, starting with the news that broke O.J. Simpson passing at age 76. And it was just awkward, man, the whole thing. It's a really complicated legacy of everything. Well, you talk about a guy that's been through the highs of highs and lows of lows. The O.J. Simpson story. And by the way, then he beats the one rap, and then they get him on another one. He ends up going to prison. You just, like, crazy. So from the robbery to jumping over cars for Hertz Rental, building that company up as a spokesperson, just crazy. From the trial, the chase, the career that he had as an NFL running back. You know, it's so funny, too. A lot of people don't remember how good he was. When people hear about O.J., they think of the Bronco and the chase and watching some of the stuff in trial and really curious to see what the verdict was going to be. But people forget he was really good. Like, one of the best running backs of all time. Oh, I can't believe you said. No, he was. By the way, he's good enough no matter what was going on. Buffalo Bills kept his name up there. We were up there playing a couple years ago, and word had spread that O.J. was at the game, got invited up to one of the suite holders up there in Buffalo. And I got to tell you, they were scrambling. Team didn't know how to handle it. Like, they didn't want to go, hey, joining us today, Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson joins us. It was just like, yeah, he's here. Let's keep it quiet. Let's let him enjoy the day at the game. So, yeah, it is. It's been awkward. By the way, he was a great track star. Like, 9.3, I guess back then it was yards, not meters, but 9.3 ran on a super fast USC track team. USC's always had great track teams with a lot of speed guys. And O.J. was, if you ever see those highlights, you'll notice he was leaving because he could run. And 14 games one year, he had over 2,000 yards in 14 games. My God, it's crazy, crazy. 14 games, 2,003 yards. So a lot of stuff. And the other one, if you ever hear O.J. talk about the no-name defense, he said, man, we couldn't beat those guys. He wasn't lying. The Miami Dolphins never lost to the Buffalo Bills in the 70s. They beat them 20 straight times. It's kind of like Josh Allen playing against us now. We never beat them. We never beat them, but.
You had to throw that one in there.
Yeah, listen, I had to have a little more lighthearted than all the O.J. stuff.
Oh, the stuff yesterday was great, though, man. People struggling with headlines and what to say. Look, they're doing it on ESPN right now.
So like, one of the problems is for younger people that are doing a story, they shouldn't be doing it because there's just a lot of different parts of O.J.
I wonder what this clown show on ESPN is saying right now.
Well, listen, man, everybody knows, you can look it up, everyone, you know, from a pitch man to a running back.
What is there
back
to say, dude? Like, if people are celebrating your death, it's probably a bad thing. You're probably a bad guy. You go through TMZ, and it's like all the people that were involved in everything that went down. Like, everyone's celebrating that this guy's dead.
Damn.
Never good when they celebrate you when you die. Like, usually they find something decent to say about you. But
they do, usually, by the way, when you have the funeral or people are talking about your former teammates, you know, it's, and I'm guessing he's going to have some teammates come out and say some nice things about him. But boy, it's.
Well, you got to be careful, though, man.
No, you got the other side.
And by the way, that's why you see all these people with their like ridiculous headlines yesterday. They're just trying so hard to be like politically correct in what they say. Because that's kind of the climate now.
So the other side's going to bash him no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, you could say great football player, big-time murderer, like in your headline, and it's like, you know, people are just going to get pissed. You know, that's how it is, though, now. Everyone gets pissed about everything. You know that. But there's no good way to cover this story. So, like, at least if you're going to do it, you might as well just go on Twitter and look at all the jokes and laugh. Laughter's good.
I don't know.
You know?
Laughing about.
There's some funny stuff yesterday. My favorite one was I told you that the guy, you know, they have that little video, the guy from the Jets from Hard Knocks where he tries to swipe his card. He tries to get in. He's already been cut from the team and he can't get into the facility. And they just put OJ trying to get into heaven.
That'd be an interesting conversation. He and the big man, huh? Talking about.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I don't usually do this with everybody, but come over here. Let's talk about what just happened in your life here.
So I said rest in peace to the OJ Twitter segment on the Joe Rose Show, all-time classic. I enjoyed doing those, man. That was fun. By the way, when they sent out the news that he died, they disabled the comments.
Well, yeah.
Which was a real bummer.
Would you think you're going to get a lot of sympathy?
No, but I thought at least for one last time we could read some comments. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like, kind of would have been.
Crazy story, man. Crazy.
So you can go, by the way. His last tweet was on February 11th. And I guess he's rooting for the 49ers for the Super Bowl.
Well, he played for him. He's from San Francisco. That's where he's born and raised.
Okay. So there, yeah. So, like, there's just some really funny stuff on here, man. Someone made this is a wild picture here. They got his Bronco with wings going into heaven. Like, there's just a lot of weird stuff.
No. I'm sure, you know, in the world we live in, there's a lot of creativity yesterday. Do you remember when this radio station had the golf tournament? Did you ever hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
And had OJ invited, and people were picketing the tournament. It was a disaster for the radio station. And the people the people were there. Now, you know, the other part of OJ, there's a lot of people love taking pictures with him. So Bo tells me, this comes from Kim Bocamper, Bo said, you know, one night he shows up at Bo's sports bar. And Bo happened to be there. He said, you should have seen the amount of people run up to take a picture with him. OJ, can I take a picture? So he got a lot of that too. A lot. And, you know, he's a good guy. Yeah, come over and take a picture with me. You know, he loved his women. But, yeah. So he stayed in Vegas, ended up staying in Vegas, never moved back down here. I thought he was on his way back down here. I was told he's coming back to live in Fort Lauderdale. Never happened. He did live for a while in 305. He's down in the 305 country. And anyway, so that's it for that. Hey, by the way, UM spring football game tomorrow, 4 o'clock. The Cam Ward Show, for those of you going out for the first time to see it or watch it on TV or listening right here on Sports Radio 560, Alex Dono is going to join us. We're going to talk to Alex a little bit about it coming up in just a couple of minutes here. But first, I do want to take a minute to tell you about my guy, Chev, man. Chev at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Boy, has he put together one special company when it comes to impact windows and doors and roofs. That's right, roofing. And I want to let you know how this works because I'm guilty of doing it myself. Hurricane season's right around the corner. It gets close. You see a storm. You go, oh, my God, I got to take care. Oh, no, shoot. Can you come out tomorrow and do it? Get it done now, man. Get it done now. First of all, I want to tell you the way it runs, some of the specials they have right now. Listen to this. Some of the things they put together and sent over to me. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. That's a nice one. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. How about Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed? I just want to let you know, when it comes to the roofing part of the company, tile, shingle, metal flat, they do it all for you, okay? They do every part. The best people, very competitive prices to take care of you. The work is phenomenal. I'm telling you, Loctite does everything from start to finish. They'll take care of the permits, the HOA approvals. You don't have to do anything except sit back and let them do the work. Now, other problem sometimes is you call and you're like, hey, I need some information. I need it. You won't have to worry about that when you talk about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. They're waiting for you to call and will get you answers quickly and get you ready to go. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK, L-O-C-K. I want to let you know now, they're ready to go to work for you, all right, and get it done, whether you're looking for the windows, the doors, the roof, the combination package. Got some great deals for you to take really good care of you. They're in West Broward and ready to go. That's Loctite.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Alex Donnell, Locked On Canes podcast, joins us this morning. Alex, how you doing, bud?
Joe, thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm glad the spring game's finally coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? It'll be good for everybody. Everything's been kind of private. It'll be nice for people listening here on the radio, as well as everybody will be out there and able to watch it and see what the final product looks like, although it's a little misleading considering they're going to hit that transfer portal hard again. There's going to be guys that leave, and all the injured guys will be back. So the team might look completely different. But you know what I'm really curious about? I know everybody's talking about, and they should, Cam Ward, and I guess he was really impressive. Anytime they have the headline in the paper, how impressive he was in his interview, I was like, wow, that must really – really be good. You had a chance. He is an impressive kid, huh?
Well, yeah. And listen, I'm not taking shots at the football stuff at the previous quarterback right now. But when it comes to the interview room, it wasn't the most exciting thing the last couple of years. So I think that's also part of it, that, you know, Cam Ward, who finally, you know, spoke to the media for the first time yesterday, he comes off like a leader, very animated. He seems very enthusiastic, and, you know, something that, and I try not to get, you know, too impressed by what people say. You know, it's what happens on the field that really counts. But something that did impress me about Ward was, Joe, the way he talks about Miami, the way he talks about his teammates, and even some of the stuff that happened on the field before he got here. If you didn't know any better, you'd think he's been here for about 3 years, yeah, Not for about 3 months. So he's really immersed himself in the Miami Hurricanes, and that's happened for him over a short period of time because he's only been here since mid-January.
His awareness is incredible. I agree. Talking about the history, his offensive line, his receivers, like he didn't just go, Miami. He did his homework before he decided to come here. Hey, let's get into something I know you've been raving about, and I'm with you, man, the freshman class, because it's always fun to see how many of these guys can come in, especially the guys that are here for spring football, that will be able to help this team. I know last year, you know, we had Maui Noah, you had Reuben Bain, you had a few guys in later in the season, some more guys played a lot of football. I think they could have five or six guys play right away in this rotation, if not start, the guys that will be playing a lot. Do you agree?
Yeah, and some of them haven't even arrived yet. You know, we would assume that the player who was Miami's highest-rated signee, Justin Scott, who's not enrolling till the summer, just based on what scouts say about him and, you know, what we've seen from highlights and everything, like it seems hard to imagine that Justin Scott is not going to get on the field at defensive tackle once he gets here. Artavius Jones is another defensive tackle that is, you know, gigantic, and he's a great athlete who hasn't even arrived yet. You know, as far as the guys who have been out there practicing, Joe, the one who's been taking all the headlines, especially recently, and he's earning them, is Elijah Lofton, the true freshman tight end. I think he's going to be the Reuben Bain of this year's class in terms of, you know, the guy who really turns heads and goes out there and gets a lot of playing time, because I'm just impressed. Like, you can't really nail him down at one position. I know he's a tight end on the roster, but he's just a football player, Joe. I mean, when you're out there at practice, you see, you know, the true freshman wearing the number nine. This guy's lining up at tight end. He's lining up wide. He's been playing a lot of running back. Has been a thing he's been doing a lot over the past, I would say, 3 weeks in practice. It seems like he's getting as many, if not more, reps at running back than he is at his, you know, so-called natural position. And he looks pretty fluid doing that. So, you know, and there's other comparisons to Reuben Bain. It's not even just the idea that he's going to get on the field a lot. You know, someone who is probably a little bit underrated as a four-star, not a five-star, the way Bain was. And it may have to do with the fact that they consider him to be a little bit undersized in terms of the, you know, the prototypical size. He's probably 6'2", 6'3". He's not one of these, you know, Miami has some of these guys like the 6'5", 6'6", tight ends on the roster. But I think Lofton's a guy who's going to play quite a bit right away. On the defense, Bobby Pruitt, who's an early enrollee linebacker, has been, you know, turning some heads and getting praise from his coaches. Lance Guidry and Derek Nicholson have been very complimentary of Bobby Pruitt. The other day, Joe, I finally got a really close look at Cole McConathy, who's a true freshman edge rusher. You know, he was working on some drills with Jason Taylor and Reuben Bain. That's another one who's been talked about making plays. Another offensive guy is Josiah Trader, who, you know, of course, very well, coming out of Chaminade and having that awesome couple of years, these last couple of years at a South Florida high school, one of the top high schools in the country. He's been looking good at wide receiver. And the other true freshman wide receiver who's been out there early is Nai Carr out of Georgia. He's looking good as well. And then another one of those guys is not even on campus yet, Chance Robinson from St. Thomas Aquinas. He's going to be enrolling in the summer, so I'm looking forward to watching him as well. But, yeah, I mean, the way that Miami had a handful of true freshmen last year contribute, I think they might have just as many, if not more, of those guys this year, because the recruiting class for 2024 was actually higher ranked than the one from 2023.
Yeah, crazy. By the way, Zaquan Patterson, still pretty high on him, the safety out of Chaminade?
Yeah, that's one I could have mentioned, and I will mention him now. He's physical, Joe. Like, he's very physical for his age. You know, oftentimes, you know, as we know, they limit the contact in spring, and there's not a whole lot of tackling to the ground. There's more thudding. And when it comes to the thudding part of it, Zaquan does not look out of place whatsoever in Miami's safety room, despite being the youngest guy there. And he's usually one, when you do see them working out there with some contact, Zaquan, he's popping somebody pretty much every day. Like, you'll see a physical hit. And who was that? Oh, it's Patterson again.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you about Nijalik, and I'll let it go. I don't want to bring up anything negative, and he's taken off and he's been injured. Does anybody know, bottom line, what happened? I know Jason Taylor thought this guy had a chance to be something really special, just natural things that he could do as a pass rusher. What happened?
Yeah, I'm not. They're so secretive with injury stuff. I'm not sure how close he is to being fully back, ready to play, and that may have factored into the decision. But I'm just speculating here and spitballing because, like you said, Nigel Leak not only has been really well liked in Coral Gables, but I know that his family has been so enthusiastic about Miami. Right? I mean, sometimes with certain players who transfer out, you see some of the clues on social media.
That's true. Good point.
This guy, this guy's not talking so nicely. You know, we saw that with a couple of the players who transferred out a couple months ago. Nothing like that with Kelly. So I don't know if it has something to do with his health and the fact that, you know, they do have a lot of young players that play his position on the edge. So I don't know if it was a numbers thing or if they're not sure when he can play again. But I'll tell you, I'm sorry to see him go because he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, I never wish bad on young guys that make these decisions. I just sometimes you're surprised, especially with all the guys that have enjoyed working with Jason Taylor as your coach, who's, you know, one of the best to ever do it. So anyway, that was something. Hey, backup quarterback. I kind of blew past that. And we're talking about Cam Ward, also very important. Do we know if it's Poffenbarger or Emery Williams, or what are your thoughts on the backup?
Yeah, Poffenbarger and Williams have been splitting those backup reps, Joe. It's hard to really zero in on who the number two is going to be because there have been, I think we've been through about 5 weeks now of spring football, and there's been some weeks when it looks like, especially early on, when it looked like Poffenbarger was a little bit ahead, and then I think Emery has really closed the gap, and he's been getting more of the second-team reps recently. You know, if I'm just going to weigh in on how this probably could or should play out, I think in an ideal world, you would redshirt Emery Williams this year the way that, you know, they did with Jakari Brown last year. Since Emery, he played in too many games, he burned the red shirt last year. So if you want to be able to preserve that extra year of eligibility, you know, I could see a scenario where obviously everyone knows Cam Ward is the starter and Reese Poffenbarger is the number two, and then you're able to redshirt Emery Williams this year. And I know that, you know, the name that gets brought up all the time, and people are just some people are upset, some people are confused, like what's going on with Jakari Brown. I've seen him playing pretty well in practice, Joe, but again, yeah, most of and it's not to say that Emery and Poffenbarger haven't been. In fact, the last couple of weeks, out of those three guys, Emery Williams is probably the one that has impressed me most from what I've been able to see out there, which is not everything because our viewing is limited. We only get to see parts of practice. But, you know, with Jakari Brown, I think he's been doing pretty well. He's clearly developing. I just don't know if he's ahead of those other guys because Miami's quarterback room is deeper than it's been in a long time. And it's hard to imagine you're going to be able to keep all five of these guys.
Yes.
Because Judd Anderson, the true freshman, he's also on scholarship. You've got five scholarship quarterbacks. I don't know if they're going to have five once the season starts.
I'm glad you said that because they got an interesting one on Brown, who physically, oh, my God. I mean, he's got the big arm. He's a big guy. He can run. But, you know, the day I was there, the accuracy was just – it wasn't one of his best days. I'm sure he's had good days, and I'm not, you know, sitting here ripping the kid. I don't know what they're – he may have to leave, man. I mean, you're watching this stuff. You may have to take off and hit the portal, man. By the way, that portal and this stinking rule, that thing's getting ready to open up again. Can you imagine what this thing's going to look like in college football for guys going – I don't know if I'm going to be playing here, or it's time to get out. I've had it, or I had a bad day, or got into it with your coach. You're gone. It's a crazy time, huh?
Yeah, because the NCAA, they can't enforce their own rules anymore. Like they're getting their butts kicked in court left and right with antitrust violations, and so now there's no longer any restrictions on how many times a player can transfer. They used to only let you transfer once, and then they gave you the one-time freebie, and then you could transfer twice. Now they can't limit it anymore whatsoever. And listen, I know it's not necessarily the best thing for fans, and a lot of fans complain about it. You know, in terms of players, it gives you a lot of opportunities. In terms of coaches, it's good and bad because you don't want to lose the players you want to have around, but it does make it a little bit easier for you to nudge players out and trim the rosters. But since there's really no more rules on transfers, this is going to be probably the craziest transfer portal we've ever had, which is opening in just a couple of days. So it's going to be wild. And, you know, I know Miami in both directions. They're going to lose some more guys, probably, you know, more than a half dozen more guys they're going to lose. They're going to bring in some guys, Joe. I think that, you know, Miami seems to be interested in bringing in a top-tier running back. There's Oregon State standout running back Damian Martinez, who rushed for 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns last year. It was a real workhorse. He's hit the transfer portal. I feel like Miami could be interested in him. We don't know who else is going to enter that portal in a couple of days. I think they could probably definitely look at some defensive backs in the portal, maybe a wide receiver, although I'm pretty happy with the way the receivers are played in practice. So Miami's going to look to fill some needs coming up here.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. I was going to ask you what positions, if he was to look right now, and he obviously has already evaluated this and has a pretty good idea what he needs to get better at. And, you know, we were talking about this early this morning. So you go out and get this great recruiting class, a lot of 4- and 5-star guys. They need to play, though, or they don't stay around. There's not a lot of these guys going to be real patient. Like, they got to get some playing time. They got to get their feet wet this year early on. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and that's also – that's one of the reasons why a lot of fans get frustrated going back to Jakari Brown, just because he's been here. This wasn't a guy who's transferred in. He's heading into his
super loyal
third year at Miami.
Yeah,
he's developed here. He's been loyal. And obviously, you know, and people could say, you know, the same thing about Nigel Lee Kelly. You know, he dealt with obviously a serious injury that cost him most of the season last year, but he would have been heading into his third year at Miami. This was a guy you organically recruited. So it's really tough. I'm still sort of wrapping my head around the idea that in this new era of college football, you know, when you bring in these recruiting classes that we all fall in love with, because we spend so much time, especially the South Florida kids, right? We fall in love with all these South Florida kids that they recruit. And then you think about it, like there's, you know, I don't know, maybe like a 30-40% chance that in, you know, 2-3 years, a lot of these same guys won't even be here. It's really tough. And, you know, there's two extremes. Like, you know, on the one extreme, you've got someone like Mike Norvell at Florida State, and clearly, you know, it worked for him for the most part last year. They had a great season. Has really relied heavily on the portal. And then you've got someone like Dabo Swinney on the other side, who has not embraced the portal whatsoever. Doesn't take transfers. Like, he's just completely against the idea of it. Most coaches fall kind of somewhere in the middle of that. But I think coaches will be forced to rely more on the portal now, because, you know, the same way that you know, with all these rules not being enforceable anymore and disappearing, you can't really regulate which players on your roster might leave. And when your players leave, you got to replace them.
I'll tell you what, Norville's done a great job. You go through that team, and he got this thing flipped around because of that portal. He got guys to come in his system and play at a really friggin' high level. And by the way, this draft looks like it's going to have a lot of Florida State guys in the first, second, maybe even third round there, but a lot of guys. It wasn't by accident that they went undefeated. Anyway, hey, listen, I'm looking forward to it, man. Going to be a lot of fun, and give us something to talk about for a couple months, because I feel like there is a lot of pressure on a head coach, a quarterback, and a team to friggin' finally put it together and win a lot of those games they came up short in last year. You agree?
I agree 100%. And I think for everyone who watches the spring game tomorrow, I think you're hopefully going to like what you see, love what you see out of Cam Ward. And I know people are going to enjoy watching Elijah Lofton, because he's going to be lining up, Joe, at probably three different positions. And I think people will be impressed.
Yeah. Well, listen, it'll be fun to watch that class when they all come in. But nice teaser for tomorrow for that final spring game. Thank you so much, bud. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Joe.
Alex Donnell, Locked On Canes podcast. That was a great job, man. That thing's growing too, boy. It's good. He puts a lot into it and really follows it. And Alex has done a great job. If you're a Canes fan, and I'm guessing if you're a Canes fan, you're aware of it already. Mike Florio is going to join us from Pro Football Talk coming up early 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. Right now, we're going to talk about sports-related injuries. Oh, I hate talking about injuries. I do. Man, getting injured, watching other people that you really like play sports get injured, it sucks. But it sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida here. Where do the pros go, huh? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. I'll trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. God, they put together some specialists for every part of the body. I mean this. When I say every part, any kind of injury you've had, we have specialists to take care of it. Knee, anything to do with the knee, from, you know, redoing the whole knee, ripping everything, not a problem. They'll get you back. Some of the best doctors in the business. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement specialist, and the Achilles. You know, the Achilles has become one of the biggest injuries we have. So Baptist Health went out and hired a couple of the best specialists in the country to come here and for you to get great results. About fixing it and getting you back out playing the sports you love the most, man. That's what it's always about. And it is Baptist Health South Florida. You know what that means? All over South Florida. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables has been around a long time. Now the new facility, Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility. A lot of people going there. And Broward, we got a great location. If you can handpick a great location, that one right now, and maybe I'm a little selfish because I live out west, but Baptist has a new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. We like to call it Dr. Swartzen territory over there. Got some great doctors. And a lot of our Dade doctors work Broward, and Broward work Dade, take care of all those teams I was talking about. Some of them are Dade County, some are in Broward County. We got FIU, we got FAU, so we got a lot of doctors that are really good. In-house physical therapist. I could go on and on, but here's bottom line. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Any kind of injury you've had, you're going to one of the top sports medicine programs in the country at Baptist Health South Florida.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. You notice when we were just talking about the Miami Hurricanes, we didn't talk about any of the transfer portals, and they've got some good players. Didn't get a chance to get to that. But, hey, we hope we get a great scouting report from everybody out there that'll be going tomorrow that maybe can give us a text or a call on Monday morning and give us your thoughts on, hey, listen, we're all guilty of the same thing on things like this. The guys that make the plays, the guys you talk about. The guys that make special plays, or you see a guy bat a ball down and then do it again, or make a nice interception or run after catch, and we go from there. So this is the final test of spring football. Then it's time to work out and get ready for the summer with the rest of the team. And they got some really good players that will be coming back. By the way, starting with the Maui Noah brothers, it's a pretty good way to start coming back. A right tackle and linebacker, both really, really good football players last year. My God, were they good. So those guys will both be back. And we got a bunch of other guys, too. Different positions. Got some new safeties we haven't talked about. And a new center as well from the transfer portal. So all that stuff to find out who can play and who the coaching staff thinks is good enough to play coming up here. We've got Mike Florio going to join us from Pro Football Talk. He got it going pretty good early in the week there with the Tua stuff. I saw, speaking of that, we haven't talked about Tua, but Tua's back in town doing his charity event at Hard Rock, raising money. And I think Tua's a pretty charitable guy, along with everything else he's doing, losing some weight and working on some different things and the core. And
they bring you in, by the way, to get your advice on the weight stuff. I know you're big on that.
No.
No?
No. And by the way, I stay away from weight.
What do you mean you stay away? That's your specialty.
I do when a guy's 400 friggin' pounds or 350 around here. It's not healthy, but I don't do it for guys that gain 10 or 15 pounds to be bigger for injuries.
You're always looking out for the 400 pounders. Very nice of you.
Well, why do you laugh?
It's fine.
Well,
400 pounders?
Well, we got a guy that's close to 400 pounds. You're mean, man. I'm not laughing.
What are you
I'm not laughing.
About?
I don't think it's funny.
No one's 400. He can't be 400 pounds.
370? What do you think he is?
I don't even know who you're talking about, but
you know who I'm talking about. All the other big guys are gone. You know who I'm talking about. There's one big fella.
Peter, you're such a clown.
I'm not a clown.
You're almost as bad as
laughing.
That texter that sent me. Some texter sends me a link.
You got
that says
me too.
OJ confesses on his deathbed.
I know.
And I click the link, and you know what's waiting for
me. Yeah, I know. The big guy.
The big guy.
He got us. And by the way, you got me. You called me and set me up the same way. And I go, all right, you got me.
I tried to send it to my buddies. It didn't work.
No.
They were wise to it.
They used to. So childish, though. So friggin' childish to do
that. Guy got me, though, man.
No, I got me, too.
He got me good.
I laughed. You sent him back, like, right?
That was I did. I said, yeah, you son of a bitch, you got me.
You didn't try to go like, hey, we're going to try to get you fired at your job or something. Okay, good. That's good.
Oh, me? No, I love that. So are you kidding? I love that stuff. That's the best, bro. Send me whatever. I don't get offended by any of that stuff, so I don't care. I'm not easily offended.
Well,
we do have some sensitive people that are around here, but I'm not. Not one of those.
Well, I have learned.
Like one of those people that complains after watching a comedy, you know, an act, a comedian or whatever. Like, oh, I was offended.
Yeah, we have. Well, people complain just about everything. That's fine.
That's why yesterday it was so funny to watch all these people who, like, have to be so politically correct squirm trying to come up with O.J. Simpson headlines.
You know,
like, it would be great if you load up, like, NBC News or whatever, and it's like, O.J. Simpson, path, you know, straight to hell. Like, but no, it's like, great football player, bad person. Like, you had to cover, like, both sides of it, you know?
But I got to tell you, you go back and you look at everything that he's done away from the Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman story, you know? Although I heard people screaming that he was innocent. There's no question he was innocent this morning, and I wish you guys would stop, and I heard that in the overnight show. But
I just saw someone put on Twitter, I think a lot of crap's going to come out now, but they said they had to sign an NDA, and now that he's dead, they can talk about it, and he did all this, like, horrible stuff at USC, and there's, you know, the Kardashian lawyer was involved, and I don't know, man. This person comes out on Twitter. I've been waiting 29 years to tell this story about OJ and his days at USC. Now that he's dead, may he burn in hell, I have a story that I signed an NDA for that is no longer valid, and it goes on. There's like a long story about like more bad stuff OJ's. I'm sure OJ was awful.
All right.
Even outside of the murders. But
it's just
watching the media dance yesterday was kind of funny.
It's just incredible. I mean, he did Monday Night Football. He was one of the great pitch guys for product. Look, he was doing the Hertz rental car thing, making back then a ton of money, building that company up. That guy gave him total credit. I mean, along with the agency, go OJ, go. Remember, he's sprinting through and jumping over luggage and jumping over people.
Oh, I saw the documentaries on him.
Yeah, so all that stuff.
Fascinating.
Great player, first overall pick, Heisman Trophy. A lot of people don't know he's a Heisman Trophy winner.
I got to tell you, if you didn't know any better, you didn't know anything about him, you just watched his Twitter videos, he's got a great personality.
He does.
I mean, he's got a heck of a lot of charisma.
So anyway, as Mike Florio said, complicated legacy. I think that was Mike Florio.
Complicated, I suppose.
Who will join us coming up on Pro Football
Talk. A lot of condolences this morning to Chloe.
You're just a bad guy.
It's her dad.
You know, she had to finally come out because apparently everybody says that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother had to come out and say, I never slept with OJ. And
oh, okay. That's why she's built like a defensive end and all the rest of them are smaller. Okay.
Oh, so now you're going to get into the gene pool and help me out there?
She could, by the way, you could fly her and she could cover Tyreek Hill.
You're such an idiot. You know what? You're kind of a mean-spirited guy today, man. You are. You're kind of a mean-spirited guy, this OJ thing. And I can see when these poor women were told yesterday on these national outlets, you got to do the story on OJ, and they're going, no.
Tough.
Not me. Somebody's going to be mad when I read this. Please be careful how you write it for me, please. Well, I got to tell you, it is Friday. Atlantic Men's Clinic is ready to help you finally get rid of low T and ED. What are you waiting for, man? You know, it hit me. It hit me hard. I might have had low T before, but boy, when I got ED, and boy, did I get it. Holy smokes. Apologizing to my wife. Just, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Oh, it got happened again. And Finally went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I was kind of half embarrassed to go that first time and sit down with them. And go, no, Joe, this is normal. It actually happens. It makes feeling better. It happens to guys in their 40s and 50s. You didn't hit you till your mid-60s, but we want to let you know we're going to take care of it, man. And they do, by the way. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Get you tested for everything. And, and you know, they tell me, and I tell you what I know from their professionals, low T and ET, basically in the same family, man. And if you got low T, you probably have low sex drive as well. And if you do, I have great news. And the reason I bring it up is not to try to embarrass you this morning, but do what I did and go down there and get it taken care of. Get everything back. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, obtain a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Listen, it's great. What they do is fantastic. I can't thank them enough. Their owners came in the other day, and I said, man, I just want to thank you. Whatever you do going forward is whatever, but six locations in South Florida. I go to the plantation location. I'm going today to the plantation location. But with six of them, you've got one close to you. Call them. If this is something that's been bothering you and you're not sure what to do, money well spent. 877-455-7300. Unbelievable results. Visit AtlanticMensClinic.com to get more information and make that first call to set up that appointment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.